الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، continuing with العقيدة الواسطية، الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. We reach the place where Sheikh al-Islam is discussing إثبات محبة الله ومودته لأوليائه على ما يليق بجلاله. Affirmation of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Affirmation of the love of Allah for His awliya, His righteous, pious servants, in a way befitting His majesty. So affirmation of the attribute of muhabba, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His awliya, His righteous, pious servants, in a way that is befitting His majesty. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentions a number of verses from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَقَوْلُهُ and the saying of Allah, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And do good. وَأَحْسِنُوا. Truly Allah loves the good doers, those who have al-ihsan. وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The second ayah he mentions, وَأَقْسِطُوا. And be just. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who are just. The third verse, فَمَا اسْتَقَامُوا لَكُمْ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا لَهُمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So long as they are true to you, stand true to them. So long as they are true to you, stand true to them. Verily Allah loves the pious. فَمَا اسْتَقَامُوا لَكُمْ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The fourth ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who repent frequently, repent those who repent often, and those who purify themselves. The fifth verse, وَقَوْلُهُ and his saying, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Say, O Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. Al-Ayah. وَقَوْلُهُ and he's saying, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah will bring a people whom He loves and they love Him. وَقَوْلُهُ and he's saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Verily Allah loves those who fought in His cause in rows, as if they were a solid structure. وَقَوْلُهُ and He's saying, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. And He is the forgiving, the loving. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is talking about إثبات محبة الله ومودته لأوليائه على ما يليق بجلاله. Affirmation of the attribute of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that is befitting His majesty. And he mentioned a number of verses, 8 verses from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Shaykh al-Fawzani said, لما ذكر الشيخ رحمه الله الآيات التي تدل على إثبات المشيئة والإرادة، ذكر الآيات التي تدل على إثبات المحبة لله سبحانه. وشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية، after شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله mentioned the verses that show the affirmation of will and wish for Allah, he then mentioned the verses that established the attribute of love for Allah. after mentioning some verses that affirm al-mashi'ah wal-irada for Allah Azza wa Jal, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah then mentioned the verses that establish the attribute of love for Allah. وَفِي ذَلِكَ أَرَّدْ عَلَى مَنْ سَوَّ بَيْنَ الْمَشِيئَةِ وَالْمُحَبَّةِ And in this lies a refutation of those who equated between will and love and said that they are inseparable. In this is a refutation of those who equated between will and love, saying that they were exactly the same. A refutation of those who said that they are inseparable. وَقَالَ إِنَّهُمَا مُتَلَازِمَانِ فَكُلُّ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّهُ They claim that everything Allah wills, He loves it. وَقَدْ قَدَّمْنَا أَنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ تَفْصِيلًا And we have already mentioned that this requires a clarification. This statement, Ikhwan, that everything Allah wills, He loves it. Without anyone screaming out, حَقٌ أَوْ بَاطِلٌ Is it true or falsehood? Abdul Malik. False. False. Why? You're right, continue. He may will something that... Fadl.
He may will something that he's not pleased with.
Ahsant. فَقَدْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا لَا يُحِبُّهُ كَكُفْرِ الْكَافِرِ وَسَائِرِ الْمَعَاصِ Because Allah may will things which He does not love, like the disbelief of the disbeliever and all the other forms of disobedience. Allah wills everything. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ Whatever Allah wills, it will happen. If Allah does not will it, it will never happen. Everything that happens in the world, it happens بِمَشِئَةِ اللَّهِ Allah willed for it to happen. Disbelief, Allah does not love it. Disobedience, Allah does not love it. But He willed it with His universal will. الْإِرَادَ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ الْقَدَرِيَّةِ وَقَدْ يَشَاءَ مَا يُحِبْ كَالْإِيمَانِ وَسَائِرِ الطَّاعَاتِ And Allah Azza wa Jal, He may will what He loves, like faith and all other acts of obedience. We discussed that in the previous lesson. If you understood that, Alhamdulillah, you understood that matter walillah alhamd wal minna, where various people went astray. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned the first ayah to affirm that from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muhabba, is love, as is befitting His Majesty, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He mentioned the ayah, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And do good in the most complete and perfect way. Verily Allah loves those who are good doers and they perform their actions with ihsan. Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى The saying of Allah, The Most High, وَأَحْسِنُوا هَذَا أَمْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِالْإِحْسَانِ This is a command from Allah to have and observe ihsan. Ihsan is what? وَهُوَ الْإِتْيَانِ بِالْعَمَلْ عَلَىٰ أَحْسَنِ أَحْوَالِهِ وَأَكْمَلِهَا الْإِحْسَان هُوَ الْإِتْيَانُ بِالْعَمَلِ عَلَىٰ أَحْسَنِ أَحْوَالِهِ وَأَكْمَلِهَا Ihsan is to perform the action in the best and most complete state. So look, وَأَحْسِنُوا Do good deeds in the most complete and perfect way that you can. Because ihsan, Allah commands us with ihsan. Ihsan is what? وَهُوَ الْإِتْيَانِ بِالْعَمَلِ It is to perform the action عَلَىٰ أَحْسَنِ أَحْوَالِهِ وَأَكْمَلِهَا In the best and most complete state. والإحسان هو أعلى مقامات الطاعة and إحسان is the highest level of obedience إن الله يحب المحسنين verily Allah عز وجل loves the good doers those who do their actions with إحسان Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who perform their actions in the most complete and the best manner. Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves them. هَذَا تَعْلِيلٌ لِلْأَمَرِ بِالْإِحْسَانِ This is the reason why Allah commanded the servants to observe and possess al-ihsan. Because Allah loves it. تبارك وتعالى فَوَأَمَرَ بِهِ لِأَنَّهُ يُحِبُّهُ وَيُحِبُّ أَهْلَهُ Allah Azza wa Jal, He commanded with ihsan that you perform your actions in the most complete and best way because He loves this and He loves the people who possess this. فَيَكُونُ ذَٰلِكَ حَافِزًا عَلَى امْتِثَالِ الْأَمْرِ بِهِ So this is a clear encouragement to fulfill the command to observe and possess al-ihsan. And ikhwan, what's the beginning of the verse? Who can tell me the beginning of this ayah? What is the beginning of this ayah? Tawaddal, Muhammad, na'am. No. If you look at the beginning of the verse, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Spend in the path of Allah. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ And do not throw yourselves into destruction. وَأَحْسِنُوا Perform your actions with ihsan. Observe ihsan. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Verily Allah loves those who possess al-ihsan, who do their deeds with ihsan. لَمَّا حَثَ عَلَى الصَّدَقَ وَالْإِنْفَاقِ فِي وَجُوهِ الْخَيْرِ When Allah Azza wa Jal encouraged with charity and spending in the different avenues of good. أَمَرَ بِالْإِحْسَانِ Allah Azza wa Jal, He commanded with ihsan. So after Allah Azza wa Jal encouraged with charity and spending, وَأَنْفِقُوا Look, it's general, spend. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Spend in the path of Allah. After Allah Azza wa Jal encouraged with that, He commanded with إحسان وَهُوَ أَعْلَى مَقَامَاتِ الطَّاعَةِ وَهُوَ الْإِتْيَانِ بِالْعَمَلِ عَلَى أَحْسَنِ أَحْوَالِهِ وَأَكْمَلِهَا وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ عَامٌ بِالْإِحْسَانِ فِي مُعَامَلَةِ اللَّهِ وَفِي مُعَامَلَةِ خَلْقِهِ This command is general. To have ihsan when worshipping Allah. Because look, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَأَحْسِنُوا Observe ihsan. When you in your worship of Allah, and also when you deal with the people. Observe ihsan when in your worship of Allah, and also observe ihsan in your dealings with the people. And the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which is in Al-Arba'een, which we find in the 40 hadith of Al-Imam Al-Nawi rahimahullah, it supports that. What hadith is it? Abdul Malik, naam tafaddal. About ihsan. Inna allaha MashaAllah. Naam, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah has written and prescribed ihsan for everything. Allahu Akbar. For everything. فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ In all actions. That actions are done in the best and most complete fashion. Also another benefit from this ayah, ikhwan, وَفِيهَا إِشَارَةٌ إِلَى أَنَّ الْجَزَاءَ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ In this verse is an indication that al-jaza, the reward is based upon the actions. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Look, وَأَحْسِنُوا Do good deeds. Observe ihsan. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Verily Allah loves those who possess ihsan. So you reap what you sow. Therefore, وَأَنَّ الْإِحْسَانَ أَعْظَمْ سَبَبٍ لِمُحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ Ihsan is the greatest means to attain the love of Allah. If you perform your actions with ihsan, that is from the greatest means to attain the love of Allah. You reap what you sow. Al-jaza min jinsil amal. الجزاء من جنس العمل. The reward is based upon the actions. Another benefit. فيها أدلة واضحة على إثبات فعل العبد وكسبه. This verse also contains clear proofs that affirm that the servant chooses to do his actions. Now, there's a choice and a decision. The servant acts and chooses to act. وَأَحْسِنُوا Do good, observe ihsan in your actions. So you have a choice. Verily Allah loves the muhsineen. And again, ikhwan, from the benefits, and there are many, of knowing that from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal is muhabba, love. Surah Al-Baqarah 195. From the benefits of knowing that from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal is love, and that Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves certain people, and Allah Azza wa Jal loves certain actions, and Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves certain mannerisms, and Allah Azza wa Jal loves certain places, then the believer, no doubt, is going to strive to observe those things that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves, so that they can be from those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla loves, so that they can be in those places that Allah loves, so they can do those actions that Allah loves. The next verse, وَأَقْسِطُوا Be just, be fair. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ Verily Allah loves those who are just. ففي هذه الآية الحث على العدل. In this verse, we find the command to be just. وأقسطوا أمر بالإقساط وهو العدل في المعاملات والأحكام مع القريب والبعيد. This is a command to be just. To be just in one's dealings and judgments, أحكام. When dealing with the one who is close to you and the one who is far. Allahu Akbar. Naam. مَعَ الْقَرِيبُ وَالْبَعِيدُ With the friend and with the enemy. وَأَقْسِطُوا Be just. In all of your mu'amalat. فَوَأَمَرَ بِهِ لِأَنَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ Allah commanded us to be just because He loves those who are just. Because He loves those who are just. تعليل للأمر بالإقساط. So this is the reason why Allah commanded with justice and fairness because He loves those who are just. أي العادلين ومحبته سبحان لهم تستلزم أن يجزيهم أحسن الجزاء. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, His love of those who are just necessitates that He will reward them with the best reward. And the ulama of Islam, they say, ikhwan, that al-adl, justice, here is sawa'an kanat ra'i'ama, whether it's regarding general leadership, like the ruler, it's referring to him. But also, what khasa, or a specific type of leadership, like ka'adli ahadin nas, like any one of us being just and fair, fi bayti, in the house. Naam, wa aqsitu, be just, that's applying to the man in the house, the father. Or likewise, the wife, when dealing with the children. It's applicable to everyone. Wa aqsitu, being just with your children, as comes in the hadith, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعِي وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولَنَا رَعِيَّتِي All of you are shepherds and you will all be asked about your flock. So this وَأَقْسِطُ is applicable to everyone. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ Verily Allah loves those who are just. Naam, the one who believes firmly in their heart that Allah loves those who are just, He's going to strive to be from amongst them. and not oppress anyone with their statements or with their actions. Because dhulm, dhulamat, oppression is darkness. يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself and I have made oppression haram between you. Allah loves justice and fairness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُ الدَّوْلَ الْكَافِرَةِ. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, Allah will give victory to a disbelieving nation if they are just. And He will not give victory to a Muslim nation if they are unjust. Showing the importance of al-adl, justice. Justice is important. وَأَقْسِطُ, be just, be fair. In your ma'amala, your dealings with the people. And likewise your ahkam, your judgments. Verily Allah loves those who are just. The third ayah, the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned, rahimahullah, فَمَا اسْتَقَامُوا لَكُمْ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So long as they are true, to you they stand true to them. Verily Allah loves the pious, the muttaqeen. Shaykh al-Fawzani said, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, he's saying the Most High, فَمَا اسْتَقَامُوا لَكُمْ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا لَهُمْ, أي ما استقام لكم المشركون على العهد فلم ينقضوه فاستقيموا على الوفاء لهم فلا تقاتلوهم. So long as the polytheists remain true to you and uphold their covenant, their agreement that they have with you, and they do not break it, then stand true in fulfillment of this covenant and do not fight them. Now if you have a covenant, don't break it. Don't be treacherous. That's with the non-Muslims. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who are pious. That's why ISIS. That's why Boko Haram. That's why Shabab. They're upon the path of the devil. Because Allah Azza wa Jal commands, فَمَا اسْتَقَامُوا لَكُمْ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا لَهُمْ. If they stand true to you, then stand true to them. Now, falsifying documents, haram. You enter a country with a visa and then you go and murder innocent civilians, haram. Even at times of war, even if, according to all of the fuqaha, the Muslim jurists, the ulama of Islam, even if the Muslim state or country was at war with another country, but an individual entered the land with an agreement of safety, like a visa, or the like of that, it is impermissible for him to transgress against anyone. He cannot harm anyone or anything. That is why terrorism can never be from Islam. Rather, terrorism is a political ideology that has been inherited, that the deviants have inherited from the non-Muslims, like the Europeans, some of the European terrorist groups, and other terrorist groups and theories. It's un-Islamic. فَمَا اسْتَقَامُوا لَكُمْ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا لَهُمْ. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, تَعَلِيلٌ لِلْأَمَرْ بِالْاِسْتِقَامَ عَلَى الْعَهْدِ. This is the reason why Allah commanded us to fulfill the covenant. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِيمُ. Allah loves those who are pious, those who fulfill their contracts, those who fulfill their agreements, those who observe their trusts. Allah loves them because that's from piety. Because remember, piety, هي كلمة جامعة لفعل المأمورات وترك المنهيات. The word taqwa is كلمة جامعة لفعل المأمورات وترك المنهيات. The word taqwa, piety, it is a comprehensive term to describe the fulfillment of the commands of Allah and abandonment of the prohibitions. So fulfilling your contract, your covenant, Allah loves it. That's taqwa. Allah loves those who are pious. You sign a contract, fulfilling it, Allah loves those who are pious. You have an agreement even with a non-Muslim and you fulfill it, that's piety. Allah loves those who are pious. So this is the reason Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded to fulfill the agreement, it is because he loves the pious. Thus he commanded with it. لَأَنَّهَا مِنْ أَعْمَالِ الْمُتَّقِينَ, because this is from the actions of the pious. الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّهُمَ اللَّهُ. So Allah commands with this because it is from the actions of the pious whom Allah Azza wa Jalla loves. وَفِيهِ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ الْوَفَاءَ بِالْعَهْدِ وَالْإِسْتِقَامَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَعْمَالِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Also, this shows that fulfillment of the covenant and remaining true and sticking to the agreement is from the actions of the pious. It is from the actions of the pious. And again, ikhwan, we mentioned many times, Islam, it entered certain lands just because how the people, they saw the Muslims conduct themselves in business. How the Muslims conducted themselves in business. How they interacted the people. They did not try and get over on anyone. Rather, if there was an agreement, they stuck to it. And that in itself is a form of da'wah. The Shaykh al-Fawzan said, وَالتَّقْوَى piety هِيَ التَّحَرُّزْ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ أَمْ مَعْصِيَتِهِ رَجَاءَ ثَوَابِهِ وَخَوْفًا مِنْ عِقَابِهِ. And piety is to protect oneself by obeying Allah and staying away from disobeying Him, hoping for His reward and fearing His torment and punishment. وَقَوْلُهُ, the saying of Allah. So again, ikhwan, these ayat affirm that from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla is love. That Allah loves tabaraka wa ta'ala. From the attributes of Allah is muhabba. And it is an attribute that is befitting His majesty, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The fourth verse is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who often repent and those who purify themselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who often repent. التوابين is the plural of what? Word? Huh? إجلس. No. تائبون is the plural of تائب. فضل. إجلس. تواب. توابين is the plural of the word تواب. What's the difference between تائب and تواب? Again, look at the beauty of the Arabic language. Look at the beauty. If you understand Arabic, إِذَا دَرَسْتَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الصَّرْفِ وَالنَّحْوِ, if you study the basics of Arabic science, of how, for example, the words are formulated and derived, and also grammar, you would understand immediately. فَمَاذَا يُسَمَّى؟ نعم, صيغة المبالغة. That's a pattern that shows that the action happens often. A بالكثرة. In the Arabic language, you can have, for example, تائب is the one who repents. على وزن فاعل. نعم. But then you can have صيغة المبالغة. There's a pattern that shows that this action, it occurs a whole lot. A تواب على وزن فعال. So just knowing that, as I said, basic sciences of the Arabic language, when you hear that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبَّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبَّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ, you know immediately, verily Allah loves those who repent often. نعم. جمع التواب من التوبة. Now from the word توبة. The word توبة, وهي لغة in the Arabic language, الرجوع is to return from something. وشرعًا in the religion, توبة, الرجوع عن الذنب is to return from sin, is to return and abandon sin. So in the language, you see the relationship between the meaning of tawbah in the language and the relationship of the meaning of tawbah in the religion. In the language, هو الرجوع. It is to return from something. هذا في اللغة. In the Sharia, then it is to return from sin. To abandon sin. هذا تفسيرها في حق العبد. This is the meaning of the word تواب as it relates to the servant. But also remember, التواب من أسماء الله تعالى. التواب is from the names of Allah. So what does a tawab mean as it relates to Allah Azza wa Jal? We discussed this in a khutbah. هذا واحد. What else?
The one who often forgives or accepts.
That you said the same thing as him. The meaning, ikhwan, of tawab, Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, he said, al-'abd tawab, the servant is tawab. Meaning the servant often repents. Wallahu tawab. And Allah from his names is tawab. فتوبت العبد رجوعه إلى سيده. The repentance, the tawbah of the servant is that he returns to his master, Allah Azza wa Jal. وتوبت الله نوعان إذن وتوفيق وقبول واعتدال. The name of tawab means, you can translate it as the one who accepts repentance. And the meaning, it means two things. Firstly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives permission and grants success for the person to make tawbah. That's the first thing. Allah Azza wa Jal, He grants success to the servant to repent. And the second is acceptance and recognition. Allah accepts it and recognizes the tawbah of the servant. So at-tawwab, the one who accepts repentance, now, meaning he grants the servant who repents permission and success to repent. And when the servant repents sincerely to Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal accepts it, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So again, at-tawwab, the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who accepts repentance. Even Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned what I read from the words of Shaykh al-Fawzan in his Nuniyah, when he said, وَكَذَلِكَ التَّوَّابُ مِنْ أَوْصَافِهِ. Now التواب is from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, tabarak wa ta'ala. وَالتَّوْبُ فِي أَوْصَافِهِ نَوْعَانِ. And this is of two types, the meaning is of two types. إِذْنٌ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ وَقُبُولِهَا. That Allah grants permission to His servant to repent, and He grants him success to do this. And the second, He accepts it after He repents. وَكَذَلِكَ التَّوَّابُ مِنْ أَوْصَافِهِ وَالتَّوْبُ فِي أَوْصَافِهِ نَوْعَانِ إِذْنٌ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ وَقُبُولِهَا بَعْدَ الْمَتَابِ بِمِنَّةِ الْمَنَّانِ. Also, in the ayah we find, so the verse of Shaykh al-Islam, he mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبَّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who often repent. وَيُحِبَّ الْمُتَطَاهِرِينَ. And He loves those who purify themselves. الْمُتَطَاهِرِينَ, Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, جَمْعُ مُتَطَاهِرِ is the plural of مُتَطَاهِرِ. And again, we know also this is إِسْمُ فَاعِلٍ مِنَ الطَّهَارَةِ. This pattern is upon the pattern of mutafa'il, which is an ismu fa'il. It is an active noun from the word tahara, purification. Meaning the one who purifies themselves. So ala wazan mutafa'il, ay mutatahir. Wa hiya al-nazaha al-nazafa anil aqdar, hissiyya kanat aw ma'nawiyya. And the meaning of purification is what? Purification. At-tahara is purification and cleansing from filth and impurities. So at-tahara is to purify oneself and to cleanse oneself or something from filth and impurities, physical and spiritual. So the word at-tahara is purification and cleansing from filth and impurities, physical and spiritual. وفي الآية الكريمة إخبار من الله سبحانه عن محبة لهذين الصنفين من عبادي التوابين والمتطهرين. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us that He loves these two types of servants, those who often repent and those who purify themselves, those who often repent, and those who purify themselves. And the scholars, they mention that there is a beneficial message here in the fact that we find tawabin, those who often repent, mentioned before mutatahirin, those who purify themselves. Can anyone tell me what it is? There is a benefit. Why tawabin is mentioned before mutatahirin, those who often repent, are mentioned before those who purify themselves. تفضل تحاول اي اهلا تفضل
امام
نعم
والله اعلم لان التوبه يطهر الانسان
اي نعم يعني عباره وتقديم التوابين على المتطهرين من باب تقديم السبب على المسبب. The mention of those who repent before those who purify themselves is an example of the means preceding the effects, or the cause preceding the effects. The cause, لأن التوبة سبب الطهارة, because repentance is the means to purification. Repentance is the means to purification. So the sabab, the reason, is mentioned before the effects. The cause is mentioned before the effect. Is mentioned before the effect. So again, تقديم التوابين على المتطهرين من باب تقديم السبب على المسبب. الله أكبر. نعم. So I repeat that once more. The mention of those who repent before those who purify themselves is an example of the cause being mentioned before the effect, or the means being mentioned before the effect. Because tawbah, repentance, is the means to purification. In Allah yuhibb al-tawwabin wa yuhibb al-mutatahhirin. And also in this verse, هذه الآية مثل ما سبق فيها دلالة على تفاضل محبتي عز وجل لهؤلاء وهؤلاء. لأن من الناس من يتوب من كثير من الذنوب لكن لا يتوب من بعض الذنوب, فإذا المحبة ليست كمحبة من يتوب من كل ذنب. And also, إخوان, this shows that Allah عز وجل loves some people more than others. Allah عز وجل, He loves some people more than others. Because some people, they may repent from many sins, but they do not repent from other sins. But you have some people, they repent from all of their sins. وَكَذَلِكَ يُحِبَّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ الَّذِينَ تَطَهَّرُوا مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ النَّجَاسَاتِ الْحِسِّيَّةِ وَالْمَعْنَوِيَّةِ. The next ayah that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمَ اللَّهُ. Say, O Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you. The saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Say, O Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, then follow me and Allah will love you. سبب نزول هذه الآية الكريمة كما ذكره ابن كثير وغيره. The reason for this verse being revealed is as mentioned by Ibn Kathir and others. أَنَّ قَوْمٌ زَعَمُوا أَنَّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ. That a people claim to love Allah. A people, they claim to love Allah. فابتلاهم الله أي اختبرهم. So Allah عز وجل, He tested them. بهذه الآية, with this verse. A people claim to love Allah. So Allah tested them with this verse. فيا حاكمة على كل من ادعى محبة الله وليس هو على الطريقة المحمدية بأنه كاذب في دعواه. A people claim, the reason behind the revelation of this verse is that a people claim to love Allah. So Allah tested them with this ayah, with this verse. And this verse is the decisive verdict. For anyone who claims to love Allah, but he is not upon the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is a liar in his claim. Anyone who claims to love Allah, but he's not upon the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he's a liar in his claim. He's lying. They are lying. Na'am. And the saying of Allah, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. الله عز وجل will love you. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. So Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. أي يحصل لكم فوق ما طلبتم من محبتكم إياه وهو محبته إياكم هو أعظم من الأول. Meaning, you will attain more than you originally sought. Say, O Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, then follow me and Allah will love you. Meaning, you will attain more than you originally sought, which is your love of Allah. And this is that He will love you. So they claim that they love Allah. If they follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, Allah will love them. And that's greater than the original claim that they loved Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Meaning you will attain more than you originally sought, which is your love of Allah. And this is that He will love you, which is greater than the first. Ikhwan, with regards to that, Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh, he has some nice commentary. He said, with regards to that ayah in Surah Ali Imran, he mentioned, he said, "Ay me," concerning the ayah, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah." Ikhwan, why is it yuhibbukum Allah? Why is it yuhibbukum Allah? Why do we read it as yuhibbukum Allah? Why don't we recite it as yuhibbukum Allah? Nasiruddin, nam. مجروح مجروح اجلس نعم مجزوم نعم وين الطلب
فاتبعوني
نعم فاتبعوني follow me and if you follow me يحببكم الله Allah will love you. So it's conditional. The love of Allah عز وجل is conditional with following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. شيخ صالح الشيخ said A meaning if you claim that you love Allah, فَلَيْسَ هَذَا وَشَأْنَ that is not what's important, your claim. إِنَّمَا الشَّأْنَ أَنْ يُحِبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ what really matters is that Allah loves you. And that's why some of the ulama they mention from the Salaf, from the scholars of the past, لَيْسَ الشَّأْنَ أَنْ تُحِبْ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّأْنَ أَنْ تُحَبْ what matters and is important not that you claim to love Allah. Rather what matters is that Allah loves you. لَيْسَ الشَّأْنَ أَنْ تُحِبْ everyone claims they love Allah. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّأْنَ أَنْ تُحَبْ what matters, what is crucial, is that Allah Azza wa Jal loves you, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. So it is not, the important factor is not that you love Allah. What matters is that you are loved, meaning that Allah loves you. The Shaykh said, أَخْذَ مِنْ هَذِي الْآيَةِ this is derived from this verse. فَلَيْسَ شَأْنَ أَنْ تُحِبَّ اللَّهِ the crucial fact is not only that you love Allah. وَلَيْسَ شَأْنَ أَنْ تُحِبَّ الْإِسْلَامِ the crucial fact is not that you just claim to love Islam, or that you claim to love the religion. But the crucial factor, أَنْ تُحَبْ يَعْنِي أَنْ يُحِبَّكَ اللَّهِ what matters? That Allah loves you. في أعمالك in your actions. He says, وَمَنْ تَأَمَّلَ أَحْوَالَ النَّصَارَى whoever was to analyze the condition of the Christians, they claim that they are أبناء الله. They claim that they are the children of Allah, they are loved by Allah. The Christians, they claim, they say, we are the children of God. We're loved by God. We're the chosen ones. لكن هَلْكُمْ كَذَلِكَ but is this really the case? الجواب لا. The answer is no. بل هذه دعوة مجردة. This is an empty claim. والبرهان الاتباع. The proof that someone loves Allah is that they follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the Shaykh gives another example. The Shaykh gives another example. He said كذلك الخوارج. Look at the خوارج. That deviant sect. ISIS, the خوارج. بوكو حرام, the خوارج. قاعدة, خوارج. Now, all of those groups are khawarij. They have the aqidah, the belief and the methodology of the khawarij. whether they accepted or rejected. نعم الإخوان المسلمون, you find the beliefs of the Khawarij. شيخ الألباني said خارجية عصرية, the Khawarij of this era, the way of Safar and Salman, خارجية عصرية. That word and that statement was uttered by Al-Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah, when many people illa man wafaqahu Allah would defend in Salman and Safar. And Yasir Qadi and the likes today, they still align with Salman and they still praise him. وَالطُّيُّمَ أَشْكَالِهَا تَقَعْ and birds of a feather flock together. نعم. Birds of a feather flock together. They are an extension of Salman. Even though they claim Sunnah, they're Ikhwanis. هَوَلَا إِخْوَانِيُونَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا يَدَّعُونَ السُنَّةَ وَالسَّلَفِيَّةَ. نعم. The Khawarij, في الفرق الإسلامية, they claim, the Khawarij claim that they love Allah. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described their worship. He said, "Yahqiru ahadukum salatu ma salatim." One of you, when he was talking to the companions, one of you will look down upon their prayer compared to the prayer of the Khawarij. Their fasting compared to the fasting of the Khawarij. But what did he say about them? Yamruquna min ad-din kamruqi sahmi min ar-ramiyah. But they will leave the religion like the arrow penetrates and goes through the prey, the game. So they are. These individuals, now apply that. The sha'an, what matters, innama sha'an, what really matters is not that you claim that you love Allah. Rather, what really matters, does Allah love you? ولكن الشأن أن تحب. Khawarij, they claim that they love Allah. You find from their descriptions, is that they have great prostration marks. From their descriptions, their masajid, you hear them reciting. You see them crying. So they claim that they love Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ But they did not follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ لَمَّا لَمْ يَتَّبِعُ السُنَّةِ But when they, due to the fact that they did not follow the sunnah, وَلَمْ يَتَّبِعُ طَرِيقَ الصَّحَابَ They did not follow the way of the companions. وَخَالَفُوا ذَلِكَ They opposed it. كَانُوا أَهْلَ وَعِيدٍ Then they are threatened with a punishment. The Khawarij, even though they claim to love Allah, they say, we recite the Quran, we do this for, yani, in order to please Allah. But due to the fact they didn't follow the Sunnah, they didn't follow the way of the companions, they are people who have been threatened with a severe torment. And the Shaykh said, نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَ We ask Allah for well-being. So now, it doesn't matter that you claim that you love Allah. That's not what's important. What matters are you, does Allah love you? And for Allah to love you, you have to do those things that Allah Azza wa Jal loves. You have to be from those people that Allah loves. In Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those who repent often. Allah loves those who purify themselves. Allah loves the pious. Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves those, barakallahu fikum, who are just and who are fair. The Shaykh said, likewise, وَهَاكَذَا كُلُّ طَائِفَةٍ مِنْ طَوَائِفَ الضَّلَالِ And this is applicable to every sect from the deviant sects. A Sufi, the Sufi, الضال, وَبَعْدُ أَهْلِ الْإِبْتِدَاءِ مِنْ غَيْرِهِمْ مِنَ الْفِرَقِ الْكَلَامِينَ Likewise, the Sufis, the misguided Sufis, or any of the people of innovation, they claim that they love Allah. You may find them crying. You may see, look at them and say, wow, look at them. Look at their fear of Allah from what is apparent. But in reality, وَلَكِنْ لَيْسَ الشَّأَنْ فِي أَنَّ الْعَبْدُ يُحِبَّ اللَّهِ What is important and what really matters is not that the servant loves Allah, إِنَّمَا الشَّأَنْ أَنْ يُحِبَّهُ اللَّهِ What matters is that Allah loves that servant. That's why some of the Salaf, they said, لَيْسَ الشَّأَنْ أَنْ تُحِبْ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّأَنْ أَنْ تُحَبْ What matters is not that you love, rather what matters does Allah love you, that Allah loves you. Shaykh Saleh al-Sheikh, he closed, he said, إِنَّمَا الْمَسْأَلَ الْعَظِيمَةِ He said, the important issue here, أَنْ تَسْعَى فِي مُحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ لَكِ That you strive to attain Allah's love, that Allah loves you. وَهَذَا إِنَّمَا يَكُونَ عَنْ طَرِيقٍ وَاحِدٍ And there's only one way to attain this. Which is what?
واتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ظاهرا وباطنا. And the only way to attain this is to follow the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم outwardly and in your heart. سواء في ذلك سلوك الفرد في نفسه أو سلوكه في غيره. Whether it's the person as it relates to the individual himself or whether it relates to anyone else. نعم. Showing the importance of following the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And with that, alhamdulillah, we'll stop. And tomorrow we'll continue with the remaining ayat. We have 1, 2, 3 ayat left with regards to this matter.